Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road across the city of Lansing at Sparrow Hospital. We're on hand today as it's Help ID the Missing, a free event returning to Ingham County. We're on hand as the Michigan State Police, Sparrow Forensics Pathology, Office of the Medical Examiner, Sparrow Hospital, and the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, NAMUS, have gathered together for this special event at Sparrow Hospital, and I have an individual from the Sparrow Forensics Pathology Department at Sparrow here, so I'll let her introduce herself, and we'll go from there.
Hi, my name is Michelle Fox. I am the Chief Investigator for the Office of the Medical Examiner, who is stationed here at Sparrow Hospital. I am also their Forensic Pathology Supervisor.
All right. Could you share with the Michigan business community? I shared who's on hand, but tell us a little bit about the Help the ID the Missing event that's going on today here, noon till 5.
So this event was spurred from an unidentified individual we had in one of our counties. Their family member was not reported missing to law enforcement at the time. So when we are trying to find out who she is, when we have an unidentified person in the medical examiner's office, we are seeking out a way to identify them. So we look at belongings, we look at clothing, we look at a multitude of things. But if they are too far decomposed or they are, you know, skeletal, or there's some way that you can't visually identify them, we start looking through missing persons reports. So first places we start at NAMUS. And then once we go through NAMUS, for our medical examiner's office, we only really have access to that. So then we seek out help from law enforcement. So we partner with MSP in order to gather information on who else this could be. We needed candidates on who our unidentified individual was. And then through that spurred family stepping forward and filing a missing persons report finally, and us being able to identify her positively. But through our collaboration with law enforcement, we thought that this would be a great event, because how many families are out there that don't have a reported, that have missing people and can't report them? So this gives them that opportunity. So the event today is for families to come down, submit DNA, submit information regarding their loved one, and then provide a DNA sample so that it can be compared against unidentified remains that are across the U.S.
All right, then. And I'm seeing that there's currently 314 known unsolved unidentified remains cases in the state of Michigan.
In the state of Michigan, there are over 300, and these will be compared against, the DNA samples will be compared against those people. So hopefully it finds family, you know, closure if they do, you know, tend to match. Sadly, that is not the end that we want, but it is something that, you know, families need. We don't want they don't want to always know that that's the end, but
sure. Sometimes,
you know, to bring them closure, to give them peace and know exactly where their loved one is. So this will help.
If they're a next time of this event, how long is the typical case of an individual dropping by for one of these sessions? How much time would they have to take out of a Friday if they came down to Sparrow Hospital and joined in on this event?
It doesn't take very long. It should take them within the hour. They have a 2 hours would be a long time if there was a long wait, but we don't see that, you know, as being a possibility. So,
and if there's a good result of people coming out for this, potentially teaming up with these other organizations in the future for a similar event?
Absolutely. So Michigan State Police, their Missing Persons Unit, which is the one we're in conjunction with, who is hosting this event today, they try to do this at least every 4 months somewhere else in the state. So there was one done in Detroit back in February. They're looking to do one in Flint, and then hopefully, you know, move throughout the state and have these done. Because again, there's a lot of families out there that have missing persons that, you know, don't want to go to law enforcement agencies, that are afraid, or that don't have the opportunity to go and file a missing persons report or get their, you know, loved one's name out there. So this is their opportunity to do that.
Fair enough. I think we've covered it most, but is there anything else that you believe that the business community should be aware of regarding the ID the Missing event?
Sparrow Hospital is hosting this event because this is a great opportunity. Sparrow is, we are, the Office of the Medical Examiner is part of Sparrow Hospital. And again, we work great with, you know, MSP, and we work with law enforcement, and the hospital is a wonderful place. People feel comfortable coming here. So it is a good place to come and have this event. So,
all right. Michelle, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Michelle Fox is a forensic pathology supervisor here with Sparrow Hospital. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road across the city of Lansing at Sparrow Hospital. We're on hand today as it's Help ID the Missing, a free event.
Holding an event to DNA and family members of missing persons from across the state. These samples
Actually,
it's the first time at Sparrow Hospital, but we have been in Ingham County before. depends. It depends on the region that you're in and the need and the amount of family members that haven't already donated DNA. So we just really have no idea how to gauge how many people are going to show up. But as long as we can help one family today, you know, we consider that our goal.
There's 314 unsolved cases from this. I guess how important is it that you guys are here at least trying to deliver closure for some families?
It's extremely important. You know, DNA to identify unidentified remains is somewhat of a new technology. So some of these cases, when they were reported to law enforcement, we didn't even have this means to identify. So it's something that now we're going back through cases and trying to supplement the case with this new technology. So it's extremely important, not only for current cases that are coming in to be reported to us, but even the cold cases, cases that we've been working for years, to make sure that they're updated with the new technology.
We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.